Welcome to Red Eye. It's like the Wizard of Oz. If by wizard you mean gnome, and by Oz you mean Fox News 18th floor men's room. Let's go to TV's Andy Levy for our pregame report. Andy, what's coming up on tonight's show?
Thanks, Greg. Our top story tonight, Germany, France, and other European nations upset over revelations that the NSA bugged their offices. Some say this is horrible, but others say, who cares?
Yeah.
Plus, a Fox News poll shows the majority of Americans think the founding fathers would be unhappy with the way Washington works these days. Except for the Metro, which Ben Franklin tweeted was pee cool, IMO. That means pretty cool, in my opinion, for you non-teens out there. And finally, a Washington Post op-ed says the world would be better off without the internet, causing the internet to say the world would be better off without Washington Post op-eds. Greg?
Hey, Andy, I want to thank you for explaining to us what that those abbreviations meant.
Absolutely.
Because we couldn't have figured that out on our own.
I don't believe you could have.
No, well, I did.
I think the guests maybe could have. I don't believe you could have.
You're saying our guests are stupid.
No, I'm saying you're stupid.
All right. See? This is what I deal with. Let's welcome our guest. Well, she's so British. Earl Grey tea drinks her while sitting in its pajamas. Get a job, Earl Grey tea. I'm here tonight with author and political commentator and professional waiver, Imogen Lloyd Webber. Her latest book is called The Twitter Diaries. And if hilarity were a cabin on a rainy Saturday, I'd spend all day inside him. It's writer and comedian Keith Albertstadt. In Brazil, he's considered a weight belt. It's my repulsive sidekick, Bill Schultz. And his hair once boxed a kangaroo, then stole a motorcycle after robbing a Brinks truck. Sitting right next to me, Nick Gillespie. Stop touching that hair. Editor-in-chief of Reason.com and Reason TV.
A-Block. The lead. That's the first story.
You don't die that
hair, do you?
Wow, poop, I didn't hear that. All right, They're bugging because of our bugging and crying about our spying. Some of our European allies aren't too happy after the latest round of Edward Snowden's leaks disclosed that the NSA accessed their computer networks and bugged their offices. The European Union's justice minister says, quote, partners do not spy on each other. You hear that, Sven? And Germany's government huffs, we are no longer in the Cold War, and bugging friends is unacceptable. But President Obama says, hang on a minute, Sparky, those were his words, at a conference in Tanzania. That is what intelligence services do, he says.
I guarantee you that in European capitals, there are people who are interested in, if not what I had for breakfast, at least what my talking points might be, should I end up meeting with their leaders. That's how intelligence services operate.
It's just preparation for meeting people. You know, it's just like doing a little background research. Meanwhile, Snowden himself is still in Moscow, wherever that is, with one Russian news agency reporting Monday that he's formally requested asylum in that country. And Russian President Vladimir Putin saying he wouldn't even consider that request unless Snowden stopped leaking America's secrets. Good for you. You know who else is stuck and looking for an escape?
My wife.
She's not gonna make it.
Shh.
I can't wait to see what you got. Good luck to you.
Oh no!
I didn't even know he was depressed.
Wow. Yes.
There are people who can help you, little kid.
Don't
worry. I made a phone call to the people there. He survived the fall. He's doing great now. He's now actually working as a counselor for other despondent kittens. Speaking of depressed kittens, Nick, glad to see you dressed up in black again. Isn't President Obama right, though? Of course we're going to try to bug our friends' offices, and they're going to try to bug ours. That's the whole point of being powerful, is bugging each other.
Yeah, although the idea of being super powerful is that you don't get caught doing it, or you don't get caught with your pants down. And Obama, I mean, if nothing else, forget about Snowden, forget about Putin. If the U.S. cannot keep its secrets from its own employees, I mean, we're awful at this, besides all of the facts that are disturbing about the government spying on us. I mean, they can't even spy on the people who are taking their secrets and giving them to other people.
That's true. If anything, we should be spying on our spies.
You would think that'd be the first thing.
Keith, where are you on this? We haven't had you on the show while this whole NSC thing.
It has been a while.
It has been a while. On purpose, I find you miserable.
All right. I think you're going to be back. Good to see you, Bill.
I think you're spot on.
No. I'm just practicing out my Paul Mercurio insults on you. What do you make of this?
Well, I read when the Guardian said that some of the targets were France, Italy, Greece, Japan, Mexico, South Korea. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know some of these were still our allies. I can't keep up.
Yeah.
A lot of coaching changes going on.
Yeah.
But the allegations and the story came from that German newspaper Der Spiegel.
Yeah.
With Germany's history, you know, when a German newspaper is blasting your privacy and democracy standards, mm-hmm. time for some self-analysis. It's like getting parenting advice from the low hands.
Yeah, that is true.
It's not something you want to put up with.
Yeah, there's a lot of tough love going in there with the low hands, though, I must say. Imogen, your folks invented James Bond.
Yeah, we
By
did.
Folks, I mean the British.
You know, my grandfather was James Bond.
Really?
He's one of the men that Ian Fleming based Bond on.
Oh!
Nice little side fact.
At least you're not bragging. Aren't you Europeans being a bit overdramatic here, acting as if you're shocked that this stuff goes on?
Right. Now,
I mean, you invented the exploding pen.
I specialized in spies and international relations at Cambridge, and it's pretty normal,
really?
Obama says, for frenemies to spy on each other. It's very rare that there's actually an agreement for you not to spy on each other. The US and UK have one, but the US and France do not. Now, the reason why Germany is so sensitive is actually because of what went on under the Stasi in East Germany, mm-hmm. and that's why they're complaining they're very into their privacy. Mm-hmm. But actually, none of this is particularly surprising, and actually we should allow the Germans, who are very scarred by what went on under the Stasi.
Under their own government.
Yeah. In East Germany, yeah. Come on. Well, East Germany, before the war fell, it was a nightmare for them.
Before there was a separated Germany, there was a little problem.
The hideous time, yes, but this is why in the current generations they are so hysterical about freedom.
It's mind-boggling to me that the U.S. can't keep track of people like Snowden, who, you know, was working there, what was he, like a minimum wage mm-hmm. snooper for 2 or 3 weeks and then is able to walk out with everything he needs.
Right.
And also, what about the idea that he actually took the job with the express purpose of doing that?
And he told his interviewer, he said, look, I'm not planning on, you know, you're going to have to pay me benefits because I'm only going to be here a couple weeks.
Yeah, just here for a little while. And then I'll be taking off. Bill, I actually help things run smoothly at Red Eye. I have Andy spy on you and then I have you spy on Andy.
Yes.
And you enjoy it, he enjoys it, and you guys have stuff on each other.
The element of cloak and dagger that goes on before our ideas meeting is amazing. It's fun for the whole office. Has anyone thought that maybe Obama said this to make Tanzania feel better? Because there's a lot of countries, spying a lot of countries. It ain't happening in his hotel room in Tanzania.
Yeah.
The only bugs in there are dung beetles. Mm-hmm. And if they actually have anyone that's listening in, it's one of those little like cans with the string on it. And then the other guy's writing it down as he's whispering his head while he's hearing
this
about the Obama.
This is more racist than Paula Deen.
I'm just saying some countries spy more than others.
Yeah.
You had to bring race into it, sir.
Yeah, I think
you did.
He was complimenting Tanzania, I believe.
Yes.
Although I can't follow Bill anymore. None of it is making any sense to me. Here's the thing. I made this comment on the 5, and nobody laughed, which bothered me. So then when nobody laughs on the 5, I reuse the comment to see if it works here. I said that, because Snowden is an American, Putin treats him like a dissident and calls him a dissident. But if Snowden was Russia, he would treat him like dessert. Yeah.
Ah.
No? Still doesn't work,
so
does it?
So you're saying he turned him into one of those little sushi things where they have eat him out while he's naked?
You're
the thing?
You're right.
I see oligarchs
That's
doing
dessert.
That.
You're right.
Yeah.
It was a stupid joke. All right, from a missing snow to a sad J-Lo. She offered her voice in a country where they have none. Yep, on Saturday night, an actual day of the week. Nick, J-Lo performed at the birthday celebration of Turkmenistan's brutal dictator, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedow, or Gerber, as I like to call him. Did I really mutilate it?
To call him Gerber, though.
Yeah, I call him Gerber. His government is accused of arresting and torturing political dissidents. And Human Rights Watch ranks Turkmenistan as, quote, among the most repressive in the world, unquote, on par with countries like North Korea, Eritrea, and Vermont. Anyway, J-Lo, who personally serenaded, and I'm sober, Gurbanguly, later apologized, saying she never would have attended had she known the country's human rights records. The concert was sponsored by China National Petroleum Corp. It's true, a big investor in Turkmenistan's gas industry and also my Pilates instructor. Anyway, before J-Lo took the stage, a gymnast performed for the president. Hmm. You know what? That's great on stage, but afterwards, when we went to the bar and into the hotel, it was unbelievable. Wow. Imogen. Yeah. She said the event was vetted by her representatives. So isn't she basically saying it's their fault?
Well, here's the amazing thing. According to Forbes, she was like the top earning celebrity or something last year, $52 million. And she got that obviously through her handlers as well. And what nobody can Google and no red flags about the Chinese petroleum thing. Actually, fundamentally, she's just one of these celebrities who likes a great big payday, and there's been all sorts. Hillary Swank went and hung out with Chechen terrorists. All those people went and played for Gaddafi. Yeah. Beyonce played for Gaddafi. Mariah Carey played for Gaddafi. Usher played for Gaddafi. She's just on that gravy train. She's just greedy.
She is greedy. I know Bill loves a good payday, but that's the candy bar, which is what he barely can
afford.
Looks
the same coming out, I always say.
Ah, Bill.
Oh. Well, it does.
Unnecessary. It's Monday.
It does.
It's Monday. Why do I even go to him anymore? Keith.
What's up?
Did you think that maybe this guy was a good dictator, not a bad one?
Well, look, the human rights organizations are right on, because I've been to Turkmenistan.
Yes.
Did a one-nighter there years ago.
Yes.
Low pay, but I got to sell CDs after the show.
No, it's good.
Made a killing.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Literally. Yeah. CDs are prohibited.
Yeah, really.
Somebody died.
Yeah.
I want to know why she went to Turkmenistan. Mm-hmm. Unless she was dropping off boxes of San Antonio Spurs championship T-shirts.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's where they end up.
Bill's doing the joke explanation for you. That's where they end up. That's where professional athletes' jerseys that don't win championships end up. That's who's doing.
No, I was
favor.
Still thinking about what happens to my payday.
There are still people in Turkmenistan who think the Buffalo Bills had a dynasty.
Yeah, that is. Nick. Is this really a bad thing? Doesn't that help when Western pop stars go?
So this is like Sun City.
Yes.
And once they see the electrifying sexuality of J-Lo, she's bringing down the system from within.
Right, exactly.
Now, I mean, it's bad enough that J-Lo's music is on the air in the West, but then to pollute, Asian republics. Mm-hmm. This is just an awful, awful thing. And I really do hope that she takes a hit from this, because it's stupid and it's offensive and it's really just idiotic beyond belief.
You were angry about this.
I know, I'm a little bit.
Are you angry more about this than the release of Geely?
Yeah, I don't know, because when you listen to the director's cut and the commentary tracks, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
Well, can I add one more comment?
Yes.
Speaking of which, if you've seen J-Lo, at least from the waist down, when she's on stage, it's like she actually drank the gravy train.
Terrible.
She wasn't
She is quite a full-figured lady.
What kind of dictator, though? Think about it. You have an entire country at your disposal, and J-Lo is your first pick.
They like famous people generally for their. I know it's always because their kid. They like to brag to their kids, and their kids like to brag. Bill, you had who did you have sing at your birthday?
Soupy Sales.
Yeah.
Turns out it's Lon Bed.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed for all.
It was actually a Soupy Sales impersonator.
Yes. Yeah. And it was a woman, so this was horrible all across the board.
Yeah.
Well, they're now reporting, I believe it's from Us Weekly, because I'm on their news alerts, that she got $1.5 million from this.
Yeah.
That's hard to say no to. Yeah. Not to be Team J-Lo, I realize he's...
But if you have, $52 million, you're going to fly
to Turkmenistan. Does she, after taxes...
Imogen is right on. So why wouldn't somebody? Google is everywhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't take long to Google
Turkmenistan.
Yeah, maybe they did, and she was like, no, I'm doing this.
The world has over 650 countries.
Yeah. Why? No, there isn't.
There's at least
200.
Three of them.
There's three of them. Yeah. I like how you didn't think we were going to call you on that, did you? There are 650 countries. By the way, it could be they did Google, but the problem with names like Turkmenistan... Oh, no.
Yeah, so what...
It's misspelling. You cannot Google that guy's name and get it right. They probably Googled his name and it was spelt incorrectly.
I got Turkish men named Stan.
Yes.
And there's a lot of them.
No, there are.
I wanted them at my birthday party.
Weekends at Bernie 3 or something?
Yeah, exactly. Remember, one of the reasons why we didn't catch Snowden was because we didn't have his name spelled correctly.
Right.
So perhaps the long name, it was a huge name, the Turkmenistan guy, that was what prevented this
from
happening.
But wait a minute. If somebody's offering you $1.5 million, you Google them and nothing comes up because you spelled it wrong, wouldn't a red flag pop up? Okay, maybe I should
do it. But China National Petroleum Corp. Okay, so if you can't spell sort of Turkmenistan or whatever, the China Petroleum Corp, maybe that would have been a bit of a red flag, perhaps?
I don't know. I would take money from China. I think they take money from us. And we take money from the... No, we take a lot of money from China.
And in fairness, they have a red flag.
Yeah.
So it's very confusing when you look for them online. Also, we're talking about J-Lo. What about Big Birthday? Every time you sing Happy Birthday, you have to pay an exorbitant amount of money. Did they have to pay Happy Birthday? And if so, did Happy Birthday Corporate take the money? That's the real question right now, America.
No, you know what the real question is? I'll go around quickly. Who would you, if you could have anybody, who would you want to have sing at your birthday?
You know, I was going to have J-Lo, but the romance is off.
The romance is off. What's your runner-up, then?
I'm out.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll order last.
Okay, you'll order last. Yeah. How about you, Keith?
Oh,
this is like a real stumper.
Yeah, it is. Like you never thought about this?
You could have so many options.
David Lee Roth? Ozzy Osbourne?
I'd go with Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. He's not a great singer, but he'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. I wouldn't understand a word he was saying, but I don't care.
Bill?
And Hardcastle McCormick. Which was the dude that played McCormick?
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Scott. That guy.
Is that Rubenstein? John Rubenstein?
I want Rubenstein.
I'm thinking of a different buddy comedy with John Rubenstein.
I want John Rubenstein.
Mick Jagger, having seen him at Glastonbury at the weekend. Just look at it on YouTube, 57 minutes in when he starts singing Satisfaction. Amazing.
John Rubenstein.
I want to say Imogen.
That's Imogen?
I can't sing.
She's got the hypnotic accent.
I like that you keep calling her Imogen.
Yeah. Imogen?
Yes, it's Imogen.
It's not like she's not a gym. I'm a gym.
I'm talking like she's not even here.
What's the best way to beat the heat? Well, Nick Gillespie discusses his new book. I wear leather shorts and a leather tank top. Also drink lots of fluids. That's nice. Would the world be better off without the internet? The internet says no. Mind your own business, internet. All right, Greg. Sorry. Should the cabin crew be a size 2? Should too many pounds keep them on the ground? An Indian airline is reportedly planning to hire only skinny female flight attendants in order to cut down on the price of fuel. Go Air, as it's called, claims the policy will help them save $500,000 or $500,000 annually. That's yearly, Imogen. And skittish sexists can rejoice. The company's all-girl goal does not extend to the gender of the pilots, who will remain male. What's that? Oh, thank God, said Imogen. Amazing.
Wow, Imogen.
I know. See, the CEO says they're looking at every possible way of cost-cutting to remain profitable. Sadly, the company's recycling program continues to lose money. Well, that one ferret has got it together. Keith, what do you make of this? Fair idea, or is this an attack on overweight women? It's going to put overweight women out of jobs.
I thought it was quite ironic that in order to get the flight attendants to lose weight, they're going to feed them a diet of nothing but Indian food.
Oh, that's a bad flight.
I love Indian food, but it's true. It doesn't love your stomach.
It clears the runway fast.
Yes, it does.
Altitude probably doesn't help either.
Yeah. But you just got to get used to it, I find. I can't believe we're talking about Indian food.
No, you know, especially at altitude, it's making me sick right now. But, Nick, I mean, if you're... Like, if you're flying in an airline which is trying, like, sweating like a junior high wrestler to make weight every flight, you got bigger problems than whether or not the stewardesses are bulimic or not.
But that's an interesting point, Nick, because you're Mr. Free Market Libertarian with lots of great ideas. Why does the airline industry in general seem to be terrible across the board? What's your deal?
It's weird because we keep having more and more airplane flights, but it does seem like every airline always loses money. I chalk it up to the magic of the market. It's just like how planes fly. We don't know. It's like the insane clown posse.
Yes.
Now it's magnets. How do they work?
No, we don't know. Okay, but airlines, most airlines don't make money.
That's right.
And so they have to rely on gimmickry.
Most businesses don't make money.
That is true.
I mean, that's what's great about it. Capitalism is the most altruistic thing in the world because everybody loses money and, you know, we get everything for free.
This insane clown posse gave me a great mashup idea. Hire flight attendants that are only juggalos.
Oh, I like that.
That would be amazing.
Juggalo flight attendants.
You're going to have a weight problem.
Yeah, no, there would be no weight issue. It would be a flight of four people.
I don't know if you'll have a no weight issue because they'll be so much on speed. They will get everything in there. Imogen, you're skinny. So I'm probably thinking you're on the go-air side of things.
This is an absolute outrage. It's what they used to do, the Pan Am girls in the Mad Men era. And it's very, very lookist because they haven't got female-only pilots as well.
Right.
I like Samoan. Exactly. It's very lookist. It's nothing to do with weight at all. They just want good-looking women. Mm-hmm. I'm with Samoan Airways. I like their policy of weighing the passengers.
Yeah.
But I know that might not go down very well with passengers. So the revolutionary concept just charge the luggage.
Charge weight luggage. They're doing the flight attendants before they do the passengers, so they don't look like they're hypocritical. They're making way
but
for
they
way.
They are hypocritical because of the pilots. They're going to have fat pilots still. They should be having skinny women
pilots.
All right,
now let me ask you this. So wouldn't you rather have an excellent fat pilot than a skinny, not great pilot?
I would like to have an excellent crew because if something goes horribly wrong, you don't want a skinny girl trying to open the doors and rescue you. You want proper.
You don't like skinny people.
I would also like them. You know, they're talking about how the water tanks now can be filled to 60% of capacity. Yeah. Like, I'd like to fly in an airline that can make it to 70% of water, you know.
Bill, how come you never considered work as a flight attendant? You are skinny and you are high a lot.
I am. I like both. I agree with Mr. Imus over here.
Yeah.
This whole thing, like, why can't women be pilots, Greg? It's not like they know that you have to parallel park up top.
Oh, up top. Oh.
You guys got it. You just got served. Oh. Wow. Dudes rule again. Dudes rule again.
Yeah.
No, nice try, ladies.
I think this is just an excuse to get better looking flight attendants, and they're not saying that. This is all a trick. I don't know. Yeah.
From big airlines?
Big airline.
We've
exactly.
exposed big airlines and Big Birthday in one show today, and I'm happy about it.
I think it's time to take a big break. What do you guys think? No big break?
We'll keep talking about this.
Let's redo the whole segment. Okay.
All right. In Esperanto.
All right. Coming up, what goes great with biscuits and marmalade? Well, Imogen Lloyd Webber talks about her new book, My Fist. Kind of blunt, actually. But first, should ex-vegans pay a price? Sure, why not? Didn't finish this tease, really. Will common sense prevail, or will he be stuck in jail? I speak of a Texas teen who faces up to 8 years in prison for a joke he made over an online video game. In February, 19-year-old Justin Carter, seen here, got into an argument with a friend on Facebook while playing something called League of Legends. I wouldn't know. I read books. According to his father, after another player called him crazy and messed up in the head, a compliment, the boy wrote back, quote, "Oh, yeah, I'm real messed up in the head. I'm going to go shoot up a school full of kids and eat their still beating hearts." And the next two lines were LOL, don't know what that means, and JK, meaning it was just a joke, Keith. But a Canadian woman who saw the post, looked up Carter's address, saw it was near an elementary school, called the cops. He was arrested a month later and charged with making terroristic threats and has been in jail ever since. This was back in 1972. No, I'm kidding. It just happened. Discuss in the
lightning round. Lightning round.
All right, Nick. Why did the local police dismiss this after they visited their kid's home? Isn't this just bizarre?
I think the kid's obviously guilty of something.
I just want
to get that out there.
Yes.
And he'll crack soon enough. This is one more reason why NAFTA was a big mistake, not because of Mexico, but because of Canada. Mm-hmm. What is this Canadian pederast doing trolling Facebook pages?
Now she's gonna call and have you arrested.
No, she'll have you arrested.
No, I didn't say
it. It's your show. It's Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld. Pederast.
He's
the Simon Wiesenthal of pederast.
I do not endorse what he is saying.
And then the Texas cops only took a month to find the kid?
I mean, this is like, I don't know.
It's a travesty of justice.
Yeah, Keith, by this logic, should we be arresting half the commenters on the internet?
Yes.
Yeah, you're for that. Excellent. Well done.
He uses the sarcasm defense, which is my favorite defense to use. Mm-hmm. Says LOL, JK. That doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't.
Ted Kaczynski's manifesto ended with a smiley face.
Yes. That would have been a different thing.
It was the emoticon or something.
Right. Yeah.
Kids today, they talk about how awesome their video games are and how much better they are than the ones we had, but I never got in trouble for bragging about taking a wooden mallet to a gorilla throwing barrels at me. Dressing up like a frog and dodging traffic.
That's never gotten
me in trouble.
Times have changed, Keith. Times have changed. Imogen, the family started a petition to get the terroristic threat laws changed. Do you think it'll work? I feel bad. It's like everybody forgot about this kid, including us. We didn't even know.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, this was within 3 months of Sandy Hook.
Right.
And if this had happened in, say, New York, in a blue state, I would have thought, well, maybe the kid is completely innocent. But this is in Texas, all right? So the Texas authorities took it seriously, and they are pro-gun, aren't they, and pro-liberty and all of that. So maybe there's something really is going on with this kid, because it's very much in a red state.
I wanted to point out the missed punctuation. That might be what he's in jail for, because he said there's still, beating hearts.
Yeah.
As opposed to, did he mean they're still beating hearts?
I knew that was going to bother you.
I saw that, too.
Yeah. All I know is this is an injustice, Bill, and I'm sorry I wrote all that crap about you on YouTube, but at least you're not in jail.
What did you write exactly?
I suggested you were involved in a series of grisly crimes.
As long as you suggest it.
Yes.
I think we're both fine in that case. And I would also encourage everyone, we've been having fun with this, but I really encourage you to spay and neuter your pederasts. It's better for America. You shouldn't have them just reproducing all the live long day. Let ranchers do it.
Well, everybody should stay on top of this story. I can't believe there's a kid in jail, obviously, for making a joke.
It's like Turkmenistan.
Yeah, this is nuts.
But I predict we're going to forget about this.
Yeah, we will. That's the sad thing, is we have such short attention spans. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Turkmenistan.
All right, let's talk about something else. Next topic.
Wait, well, J-Lo's in jail in Turkmenistan?
Shut up, Nick. It's already Monday, and I'm getting mad at my guests. Okay. They'll dish on what you eat, as if anyone gives a crap. A new online directory, is there any other kind, seeks to publicly shame former vegans. The vegan sellout list, as it's called, is 100% user submitted. And according to the site, quote, it's our answer to the epidemic. It's an epidemic, I guess, of vegan sellouts. Those who are aware of the suffering caused by meat, dairy, there is suffering caused by dairy, egg, fur, and leather production, yet choose to look away while the animals suffer. Nick, why are sensitive do-gooders always such a-holes?
You know, I was just thinking if the vegans could just hook up with Go Air.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I think two problems solved.
Yeah. But
I want a slut-shaming for future vegans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, enough with failed vegans. Let's get the people who are going to become vegan.
Right.
And we can do that now because the NSA has been collecting all this data.
Exactly.
So we're set.
Yeah, how would you do that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, neither do I.
Do I look like Edward Snowden?
Nah, you could. Edward Snowden with better hair.
Growth there.
Yeah. Keith, yes. You eat nothing but shards of metal and licorice.
That's correct.
Does this story interest you at all?
Look, I've been saying for years that I don't know how vegans operate. I don't know anything about veganism. I don't even know what they eat, like shadows and dirt.
Shadows.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a great diet, though.
Yeah.
Moonbeams and self-righteous wraps. I don't know how it works. I don't know. But I went to this website, and it was infuriating. Mm-hmm. These are bullies.
Yeah.
They're bullies. They're calling people out by name.
Yeah.
And talking. Here's one I noticed. One of the sellouts they list. I'm not going to say her name. It says this about her. Now she parades around town in her yoga pants, eating entire packages of bacon on every street corner, as a middle finger to honest vegans everywhere. That's what they think what normal people do. We just walk around, stop it on street corners.
Chew it on a... I just chew on raw pig. I kill a pig, and I just sit there and I eat it in front of its parents.
Now, I'm from Tennessee, and that is accurate there. But this woman was from Washington State, which I have to imagine is not accurate at all.
Every once in a while, I'll just kick a toy dog as the owner's walking it right next to us. It's what we do. We hate animals.
Imogen, other than impeach Obama, do you have an opinion on this?
I'm not Jedediah. I think you've got a slightly mixed... Start there. Vegans are kinder to animals than they are to people. They're just scary, and I think that's because they're hungry. And there are a million vegan Americans in America run away from them.
Yeah.
They're frightening.
I don't know, Bill. You don't eat anything. So are you anything-ist? When you see somebody just eating anything, do you get angry?
I get angry, but being angry tends for me to faint more. And I'm already in a precarious situation. I don't want to get too angry. I don't know, what's their end game here? Like, someone who's left veganism is going to start getting hate mail from vegans and be like, I should go back to this.
Yes.
They're already happy their skin's no longer an ashy gray. They've actually got some protein in their diet. Their hair's probably starting to grow back. This is just the icing on the cake on them not being vegans anymore.
How dare you use icing on the cake?
I will say this, though.
If you honestly think about, like, okay, what is the ideology behind veganism, you kind of understand, like, you can't, if you think that eating animals is wrong, then it's disgusting. Like, you know, if you actually believe
it's easy. You can't wear leather.
Yeah, it makes sense that if you all of a sudden you become repulsed by, it's an ideology that will take over your life. If you agree to the ideology, if you say, like, I can't wear animal skin, then you are a monster.
You know, you can't even wear human skin.
Yes.
I'm sure that
damaged your life. No wonder you only wear black. All right. Time to take a break. But when we come back, we'll talk about something. The Joy of Hate, Amazon.com, autographed copy, ggutfeld.com. Well, the greatest book ever written in the last, I don't know, year or so. I wouldn't go back that far. Ooh, what's that music? Different. Would no net mean no fret? A Washington Post columnist, is there any other kind, has argued that the world would be better off without the internet. Robert Samuelson writes that the countless benefits of the web still don't outweigh the dangers of cyber war, noting, quote, by cyber warfare, I mean the capacity of groups, whether nations or not, to attack, disrupt, and possibly destroy the institutions and networks that underpin everyday life. So much depends on the internet and the red wheelbarrow that it's very, I don't know why I felt like saying that, that its vulnerability to sabotage invites doomsday visions of the breakdown of order and trust. True, but let's remember that without the internet, we would never know about this. Oh my goodness. I can't believe I was able to pull out of my brain. Was that
William Carlos Williams?
So much depends on Carlos Williams. Yes. So much depends on the red wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Glazed
in rainwater.
Near the yellow chickens.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore, Nick. What am I talking about?
By the way,
I thought that was beautiful. Did you write that?
Yes.
You know, but now he's Carlos Williams is getting attacked by vegans.
Yes.
Nobody gets attacked by vegans.
Yeah. Well, you can't feel
it. You could be militant. Oh, Imogen, aren't these just the risks you must take with new technology? I mean, when cars were invented, we knew we could die in them, but we still drove them.
I don't know, Greg. I'm nostalgic for a time when landlines were not something that belonged in a museum.
Yeah.
Where you met up with somebody and they didn't spend all their time on a mobile checking the internet or checking their email or saying that they were meeting you and not concentrating on you.
Yeah.
So just bring back pen and paper.
Bring back pen and paper, Keith. Has the web hurt or helped your life?
Or hurt it? I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of what?
Big fan of pen and paper.
Oh, yes.
I got to be honest with you. I skimmed this column.
Yes.
And I read the phrase, its virtues are overstated, its vices understated, and I honestly thought it was once again about bacon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, I like the theme.
But I did not...
You can write on bacon, actually.
But internet, look, there's a lot of problems with the internet.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. But with that being said, go visit my website, everybody.
Yeah. I like how you don't give out the name of your website.
KeithComedy.com.
There you go. Too late, see? Ah, there you go. Bill, you don't have the web. Unless it's between your toes. Didn't see that one coming, did you?
No, because I can't see my toes because I'm wearing shoes right now. She's had a column to fill. If anyone benefits more from the internet, it's damn journalists. And if you don't believe me, then you don't know what microfiche is, and you should go Google it, because it was a GD nightmare back when we had to do that. And second of all, information and speed will always trump anything else. That stupid little internet has made that woman's life.
What woman are you talking about?
By the way, the woman named Robert
Sanderson. Well, you didn't even.
I don't see gender.
Yeah,
clearly. Or that column, apparently.
Clearly, you don't see gender, judging by how you dress.
Cyber warfare, though, is the most overhyped threat since Common Cahotec or the Final Fatima Revelation. There's no problem with cyber warfare. Isn't going to happen. And if you go back to the good old pen and paper warfare,
that's
I don't know. Last time I checked, millions of people died the old-fashioned way.
Exactly. Good point. All right, we got to take a break. Do you have a comment on the show? Email us. It's redeye@foxnews.com. You got a video of your animal doing something keen, groovy, cool? Go to foxnews.com/redeye. Click on submit a video. We might use it. Coming up, the post-game report from TV's Andy Levy. Jerk and a half.
Tonight's post-game wrap-up is sponsored by scorpions, those nocturnal arachnids of warm, dry regions that have upturned tails tipped with a venomous sting. Thanks, scorpions.
Marrying a child?
Bill, everybody. Back to TV's Andy Levy for the pre-game, post-game report. Wow.
Yeah.
European countries are butthurt that we spied on them. Nick, you said the idea of being super powerful is that you don't get caught bugging. That is the crime here, right? Not that we bugged our friends, because we're supposed to do that. The crime is that they found out.
I do think it's a crime to spy on your allies, especially if you don't need to. But more importantly, this goes to the point of why we shouldn't let the government spy, because they are incompetent at it.
But to be fair, we didn't get caught by the people we were spying on.
We got caught by the person we paid to do the spying.
Right, but at least we know we were good at doing the spying.
But,
Andy? You know, that's assuming you believe Der Spiegel.
Andy?
Who doesn't believe Der Spiegel?
Yeah.
Isn't that the catalog they use in Let's Make
Chicago,
a Deal?
Chicago 60609. Yeah.
Why wouldn't I believe the Spiegel?
Okay, can I just make an important point here?
That means the mirror,
if Nick says that governments like the United States cannot spy, then who spies? Do we have private organizations do it for us?
Sure.
Time for that, then.
What are you, some kind of a narco-capitalist nut job?
Oh, no, I'm just saying.
No, if he doesn't, Nick, not you.
He thinks it should be private.
The roads take care of themselves.
Spying should be privatized.
No stoplights.
It already is.
Yeah.
I mean, the NSA was contracting out to Booz Allen Hamilton.
So you don't have an answer for this.
No, I do. What I'm saying is that the government stinks at spying, and we know that because they couldn't even keep their secrets.
Right.
Maybe this is...
secret.
Hang on a second.
Maybe
you think they stink at spying because it's all a laid-out, elaborate plan, like when the coach accidentally leaves his playbook on the field.
Right. That was a plot point in the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you remember that?
No, I do not.
No,
I do. The fake playbook got stolen. Don't you remember that, Andy?
Yeah.
Sure don't.
I do.
So they're trying to get us to look over here, and then we got this going on.
Yeah. No, that's a little bit.
That's a real statue.
That was lurid. All right, go ahead. It's just hand movements. Disgusting.
Imogen, you said your grandfather was one of the men whom Ian Fleming based James Bond
on. Yes, he was, yeah.
Do you know who the original 007 was?
There was an amalgamation of men who worked in the 30 assault unit.
I mean the original 007.
The original 007?
It was John Dee, advisor to Queen Elizabeth I.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's not true.
It is true. He would sign his letters to her with two circles that represented his eyes because he was her eyes, and then the number 7 was very important to him because he was a mystic.
Well, there you go, Andy. We all learn something every day.
But you know what's funny, Andy?
What's that?
The fact that Imogen used is something that a British guy would use trying to pick up a girl in America.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do you know my great grandfather was 007? Yes. I don't have a place to stay tonight, and I'm from.
I
completely agree.
It's like amazing. My mom's.
Hey, you like me accent?
Yeah.
granddaddy was 007.
I even went on Fox and Friends and talked all about him and had a photo and everything.
But see, guys would not be impressed by that, but girls would be, is what I'm saying.
I think guys are impressed about that. Tweet me.
I think that's really cool.
I think it's
really
cool.
If you didn't have that, it'd be cooler if your dad had been Goldfinger.
Yeah. Or if he had a gold finger. You know, Imogen, the fact is, guys would not care about this fact coming from you because they'd still like you without the fact, is my point.
No.
Sorry, Andy.
The character Pussy Galore was based on my dad. A lot of people don't know that.
And more don't care.
Yeah.
J-Lo, Keith, you said you've been to Turkmenistan. I don't believe you.
I will say that
I believe you lied to our viewers.
Yes, you lied.
The character Dr. No was based on my prom date. Come on, everybody.
I see this joke never ending.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
What if we end it now?
I can't think of a Bond villain, so you win.
Okay. Nick, you seem pretty angry about this whole thing. Let me add another level on top of it. A source tells E! News, I can't believe I just said that, but I did, that it's unlikely J-Lo will donate her fee to charity as her camp believes the controversy will be quickly forgotten. I think they're probably right.
Good for her. No? I just think, you know, Paula Abdul is so glad she didn't pick up the phone that night.
Yeah.
By the way, Andy, E! News, when you're listening to it, do you feel really, really warm and you're really happy and want to love everybody?
I didn't hear what you said. I really didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I'm not joking.
It's not worth it. It's not worth repeating.
All right. Bill, regarding singing Happy Birthday, I'm going to go ahead and guess Turkmenistan doesn't pay a lot of copyright fees.
Well, that's illegal.
Just
to take issue with that.
I think you should write a strongly worded letter to the president of Turkmenistan.
I will, with a pen and paper. Callback. Yes.
By the way, at the very least, a quick Google search would have shown J-Lo that the Chinese National Petroleum Corporation is heavily involved in Iran, which might have been a clue to maybe look a little deeper.
What are you saying about Iran?
I'm saying they're a rogue state, Greg.
And
the reason the Chinese Petroleum Corporation is in bed with them is because all the Western companies pulled out because of the sanctions.
Ah.
Indian airline only hiring thin female flight attendants. Greg, Keith, you both talked about Indian food not loving your stomachs. I'm thinking that if, you know, you're Indian and, you know, you're descended from people that eat a lot of Indian food and you yourself eat a lot of Indian food, that's probably not an issue for you.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Imogen, you said this is an absolute outrage and you said this is what Pan Am used to do in the Mad Men era.
Yeah.
Please don't say Mad Men era.
Sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
All right.
For nothing.
You could just say the 50s and 60s or something like that.
Okay.
Hmm. It's an overrated TV show. It doesn't need to be mentioned.
I thought Pan Am was an underrated TV show. I loved it.
No, I meant Mad Men.
No, I just flipped it to talk about Pan Am, though.
Oh, okay.
Andy, it would be like referring to the 1850s and 1860s as the Gunsmoke era.
Yes, exactly. Although that was a good show, at least.
Great show, James Arness.
Texas teen jailed for joking while gaming. Keith, you said Justin Carter's using the sarcasm defense and that saying LOL and JK doesn't matter. But of course it does. How can it not? How does that not make it clear that he was not making any kind of threat?
That close to Sandy Hook?
It was months after Sandy Hook and half a country away?
I think you can't yell fire in a movie theater.
But
and
you can.
Sad.
But you can. There's no law against making a joke.
There's no comedy exception to the First Amendment. But I think he certainly should have been looked at after making a comment like that.
Looked at is one thing. Putting him in jail
for a
month.
Look, if something were to happen at the school, then there would have been somebody would have said, why didn't we see this coming?
Fair point.
Absolutely okay to look at it, but
that's
clearly
what
he was making
look
a joke.
Look at it, but don't throw him in jail.
Right. Okay.
You guys are agreeing to agree.
All right.
I don't think they know what those words mean.
I think they're looking for fights.
No.
Where there are none.
No, this is the...
Can't you guys see you love each other?
Red River.
This is like them saying you can't make jokes about terrorism in an airport. Guess what? You can. It's not illegal.
Yeah. And by the way, Nick just swore.
Back to you, Greg.
Thank you, Andy, Imogen, Schultz, Keith, Nick. That does it for me. I'm Greg Gutfeld. Editors, catch that swear word that Nick just said. How dare you?